Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files. An adult travel guide tells a group of 5-year-olds to collect a postcard from their trip. Their trip was a couple of hours spent traveling through the Amerika House in Berlin, experiencing Art Pod, Imaginäre Reisen, an exhibition curated by American Laurie Di Chiara and German artist Rebecca Raue.
The idea that it's real artwork that is not made for children but made for a normal grown-up audience. But Laurie curated the show in a way that all these artworks are really interesting and touching for children.
24 international artists participate in Art Pod Imaginäre Reisen. Among them, big names like Olafur Eliasson. His piece of driftwood is often used as a balance beam, says Laurie Di Chiara.
I love the conversation of people trying to figure, is this art?
The American curator, who used to have a gallery in Berlin, had no problem finding artists for her project.
I think some of the artists were extremely excited to have a younger audience being interested, just because with Max Fry, who does this half-pike ping-pong sculpture. For him, I think it was very, very exciting because, I mean, this is what he normally does, but now it's kind of the main audience that would be looking at his work.
The main audience on this Wednesday noon is under 6 years old and likes to travel through the exhibition without shoes. The idea to create a space filled with contemporary art that is available for kids and adults alike was conceived a couple of years ago. Raue and Di Chiara, the founders of Art Pod, want to encourage a different kind of viewing, an open approach to art, and also inject some humor. A lot of pieces in Imaginäre Reisen can be touched or played with. Pieces like a giant red umbrella.
Famous Mary Poppins umbrella, which this is Katharina Lackner, who is from Austria, and this piece is called The Slide, and she had exhibited this in 2009, and it just, I think, and a lot of her work has to deal with flying and traveling and having adventure. So it's interesting because a lot of the artist's work is in keeping with the idea of the exhibition. So it's like, okay, and then you can take it and you can glide. It's for 70 kilos, and you can glide across the room, and it is well used.
There are rocket ships you can climb into, a mobile of circular rings with paper stretched over it that creates drum sounds when throwing balls at it, a kicker table for up to 20 players that resembles a landscape, and some less physical pieces such as collages and videos. The 5-year-old seemed to be fascinated with a video by artist Guy Benair, showing him and his 6-year-old daughter reenacting the story of Moby Dick in their kitchen, using minimal, readily available props.
We've tried to design the exhibition where there's one section where it's hands-off, and we have symbols that say that, and that's just required our rooms, and the kid, they really respect that because it's like, that's what you normally do at a museum, but this place you can do both.
So far, the response has been extremely positive. Kindergarten groups, school classes, and adults have been traveling through the playful exhibition. Laurie Di Chiara hopes to establish a permanent space for their future projects.
One of my very strong feelings about art is that art is something that doesn't have answers and that it should be accessible to everybody. You can go to an artwork and see something and see it from a different perspective.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.